This is the Arthur Maddleston MP Podcast.
First day in the Commons, absolutely amazing sight. On the government benches, Nick Clegg and David Cameron sit side by side like two lovers just about to launch some kind of government on us. Nervous, slightly, Nick in a pink tie, David in a blue. They toy furtively with each other. Next door, trying to look statesmanlike, but also trying to think, hey, my God, we're a government! Behind them sit a... And beside sit a variety of liberal and conservative politicians. The neat thing is they're all trying to look serious. They're all trying to say, look, we're serious politicians. We're willing to work with these people because we're serious about getting this government moving again. And behind them, the mass of largely conservative MPs all sort of basically looking, what the hell happened here? How did we get that? How was he in government? It's a bizarre situation. A bizarre world. But it's the future. At least for a couple of months until Cameron calls another election. Opposite sit the Labour Party. David Miliband. Ed Miliband. Numerous other people who aren't called Miliband but may well be changing their names by depoll to Miliband. Apparently the new election rules for the Labour Party are you have to be called Miliband to stand. Harriet Harman stands at the front of the House. Finally, the leader of the Labour Party. She welcomes David and Nick to the girl government in an incredibly patronising tone, considering they've just got hammered at Labour, have just been hammered at the election. Oh, come to government, they say. She says, come to government. You'll be fine. Well done, boys. The Scottish Nationalists suddenly find themselves the second biggest opposition party. The Liberals are no longer, of course, an opposition party. Suddenly they have the awesome responsibility of opposing things just after Labour have opposed them. They look quite pleased. They threaten to scrutinise governments, the government in the UK, even though they only represent Scotland. The Northern Irish parties, I don't think there's any difference of thinking, hey, free trip to London. The Speaker, Mr. John Burke, he stands at the front. He's in charge now. He's fought off a challenge to his authority. He's the Speaker for the next 6 years. You expect him to go, pull like a shark! But he doesn't. He looks serious. He invites David up to the microphone to make his opening statement as Prime Minister. David Cameron sits silent. Will the Prime Minister please make his way, make his opening statement? A number of people have to point out to David that it's you. You can check hands out, it happened. It's going to be a funny parliament. It's going to be a very unusual one. At some point, someone's just going to go, oh, sod this, let's have an election. We're all pretending. We're all pretending that we get on and we're serious about government. The Liberals and the Conservatives. It ain't going to last, boys. It ain't going to last. The one hope in all this is that David Miliband winning the Labour leadership will lead Labour to a new Labour Party, which will take us into a new generation. The problem is, David Miliband is talked an awful lot, but he's not actually that good.